Kevin's representing them, and so we'll take that direction. If you read from the commissioners that we need to do that, absolutely, we need to do it right away. No doubting, but, well, this is a real shock because there's so much effort and energies and connections with businesses, and the rippling effect of this is significant for the growth of that area out there. Wow. And we've been telling everybody for the last 10 years, since we put it on the list, and it kept climbing to the top of the list.
Things happen.
But we need to handle it publicly wise. And
well, the determination is one of two. Get it off the list or go to eminent domain and go forward. That's the only two. And the county right now is not expressing any desire. And when you eminent domain one of the primary families like that, or two of the primary families like that, the collateral damage of that is significant.
And as a whole, and I don't mean to call them out, I pick on our sewer guys. You're from those sewer guys, and wastewater guys, don't let eminent domain as a hobby almost, it seems. That's nothing for them. But of course, it's underground. You don't see it afterwards. Roadways, I work with 70 to 80 counties in the state on any given year. I work for St. Charles County. I work for Clay County up in Kansas City, Cascades. They still avoid it like the plague. It is not a popular option for roadways unless it is. It's not just a Taney County thing. Just counties in general try to avoid. I think in 2,000 or 3,000 projects for counties, we've done one that has a small bit of eminent domain on it that actually flexed and did it. Now we bought, by the way. But we only had one end up in an actually eminent domain where the county went through with it. I don't remember where that was at, but we've only had one in the entire history of Great River that actually pushed through it. Cities might do a little bit more. MoDOT does it from time to time. But the appetite as a whole is very rare to pull the eminent domain card on the road. Sewers and utilities do it all the time, but they don't quite change the landscape of the land so much. Roads, because they change the landscape so much, there's no appetite at almost any county level statewide.
I would second the motion to remove it completely.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to remove item one from the project priority.
It's like a bloodletting
list. Yeah. Any discussion? See none. Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. We'll remove item number one.
Mm. Okay, and back to the 160 and F Highway. Do we? Where would you recommend putting in on the list?
Here's kind of the changes that I've got on my list. You can make a motion to approve me to do them all, or let's talk about them, whatever.
Even better. Yes.
So, if Highway and 160 intersection, reevaluate that, get it back on the list, if not the complete list. High Road and Buchanan intersection, some kind of improvements there. Reevaluate a little bit the Cannon and Sunrise Drive intersection, make sure that that's going to be a metro Cannon throughway. There's a couple of these, that said were completed. I'll update those. That's it. The only other one, I guess, is do you want the intersection with Maple Street as a project out here, or is that part of the expressway?
I would like to see that we redetermine that and call it a...
I'll look at the Maple Street extension or something like that.
Hollister Parkway extension.
So basically...
Just let him look at it and see where he thinks to rank them.
Yeah.
Renew projects and then I think a few other things.
One more to add on there would be the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge. I don't know if I told you about it or not. It's in motion to get a new bridge. We didn't get picked this year for any BROs, and that particular bridge has a ranking of 4, and once they rank a 3, you have to shut the road down or the bridge down. And we didn't get picked. I don't quite get that.
Yes, that's getting close. And as I said, there's school buses travel across that every day.
Make a motion to incorporate all those items into the budget.
So my only question, I guess, on that Hurricane Cedar Creek Bridge, not that it's a huge number, but I think it's...
It can, as far as I'm concerned, it could be the last one, because it is in motion, and it's not going to get any type of help or nothing.
I mean, I think it's our contract. I think it's like $1,000 for a new project to create the machine and go through the whole evaluation. It's already in motion. Is it worth adding to yet, or are we just going to add it?
I think it needs to be on the list. I don't know if it's fully developed, but if in fact you compete for BRO funds and they say, well, is it on your priority list, and you say no, that's not a good thing. It's the same way. It's the same way with that that Hollister Parkway extension. If we go to try and move that bridge money, and HUD says, well, is it a priority, and you say, no, it's really not on our list, That'll be a kiss of death.
So I guess is it worth $1,000 to, would it be the gamble of trying to get BRO money for the Pro Tem Cedar Creek?
I don't even know that it has to have the $1,000 development. We just put it on the list, and we'll say development's in progress.
That's all I meant, just to show people that it's part of the project that we're in the works on.
Because there is some significance to this list.
And we can review at the next meeting how these fall out with the point value that he adds to them.
That's like
that one will just show up as last.
Right.
It's like a bunch of them down here on the completed that I had added to it, just that I hadn't even thought to even put on there, but to show the people what all's being done in the county on the improvement.
And maybe what we would do with something like F. And 160 is put phase one completed.
So I was saying, I mean,
so that it still does give credit for doing some things on some of these types. Round Mountain, I mean, is substantially complete, but it still has those box culverts.
They would have been done by now, but it's just a matter of production. They're so far behind on buildings.
I don't think anything really changes on the transit.
Well, and that transload, if we get to Maple Street, it might be such a thing that we can go up the hill and get on to Maple Street and out to the interchange pretty easily, because that route wouldn't involve Layton's, it wouldn't involve Rittenhouse's, it wouldn't involve any of that. It'd just be a different route up. So the transload facility may be salvageable. And we still need to find that route, because obviously Travis has been involved with this, but we're heading headlong into how we're going to handle the increased sewer flows for the increased population of the county. And for Hollister to continue to go out through Old Mill Road and down by City Hall and all that with up to 40 loads of tank trucks a day and all this other stuff is unrealistic. So if we find a way to the transload facility site, we can find a way out of the wastewater plant back to Maple Street. But Maple Street won't help us if we don't have a way to the interchange. So I think we can leave the transload facility on there. The access to that would be realigned off of the expressway and onto some kind of local arterial collector and go. So that would be my
take. I'll check that one too. We may have to change the description of that a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
We never did actually set the site of the transload. We looked at two or three different options and ran some spur track layouts, but it's still flexible.
Where we show now is out closer to the airport.
Okay, well, that's good, except the railroad won't approve that site. They have approved the one on Youngblood's Old Mill Road. They have approved that site. I have that document.
I'll change the wording.
But for right now, and again, that's one of them, that when you put that stuff in here, it gets everybody energized.
That sign has been approved, you said, by the railroad. What artery is it closest to? What street?
Well, it would have to come up to Maple Street, and there is undeveloped land and ways forward that we're going to be necessary to hook onto the expressway. So the expressway hookup really wouldn't even have involved the lake.
Say, could you hook up from Old Mill Road to Maple pretty easy on part of that undeveloped land?
Yes.
I don't know what the contours are.
Not easy, but we could traverse it, and part of it's five radio transmission towers that don't use a third of the land, and the rest of it's just land that has to be precluded so that if the tower falls, it doesn't fall on an occupied structure. Well, the road could go through there. So there, we would have to do some research. And the other thing is, I don't want to speak for the young buds, but their careers are getting in the sunset, and they're not as anxious to maintain. And there's no young generation of the young buds that I see doing anything. So it may be an opportunity to actually buy out some land there and make that happen. But if we take it off the list, because if we were to get multimodal money and then we had no plan, no way forward, no concept, that's not good. And probably the $4 million price tag has went up by 20%, so I'm going to just throw another $1 million on that and be close to MoDOT's price increases. So.
Well, that facility can be placed anywhere along the railroad.
Sure.
So it's got that flexibility where an optimum place is.
It's just elevation and the geometrics of the track.
Minimize economics.
So,
all right.
So, well, there's a second on that. To me, it's a second that motion.
So, yeah, we have a motion to approve the changes that Travis said to the prioritization list. We have a second for that.
Second.
We have a motion, a second, to make the changes that we just discussed. Any discussion? Those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion will carry. Okay. So, as far as the stuff with the SIMCOG, the three projects, is all that passed net with that project being removed? Does that affect anything?
We're gonna need to send you a new prioritization list, which is probably gonna mess with you a little bit.
Yeah, and then usually we update our list like every year. In May, to update that King County list.
So it wouldn't affect anything right now until May for next year's.
The only bright side I see to that is the widening of 160 through Forsyth. It'll slide up a little bit. So. Fingers crossed that'll happen someday. All right. Anything else?
So our Public Transit Human Services Coordination Plan is out for public comments. We had public notices in most of the newspapers in our Kent County region. So if y'all just want to enter and transit users, especially individuals with low income, disabilities, and senior citizens, human service agencies such as Senior Center. Foresight Senior Center was one of the ones that I did email at.